I gave her notice.
All right, we are now with the treasurer, Renee. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We start these conversations like we started them in the past, which you will be used to, and then they will go from there, which you may not be used to. Actually, we've had a couple of these so far this morning, and they've been really good, but have definitely taken longer than we're used to. So we'll start with treasurer, and we're on the revenue worksheet. Very first line I want to talk about. This is a great issue to have, but we had budgeted $100,000 interest on investments. We've already brought in $124,000 for the year. I want to talk about whether $200,000 is the right number or if in fact it should be higher than that. So go. Doing a good job, by the way.
Not always in my control, but right at the moment, I got a lot right around 2%. So, but they're going to expire in my 12 months. So that's why I changed it to 150 for next year.
Right, 150. But let's start with this year.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do better than 200, aren't we?
I mean, yeah, this no, is 50%
year. We're going to be 250.
At 2.
At 2. So just talk me through. We're halfway through the year. We've brought in 124 so far this year. We've got a similar amount still sitting out there that you're managing.
Yeah, just a minute. We just put 35 in.
Mm-hmm. Just put 35 in today from those three CDs that matured in December.
We can probably put 250.
250 as re-estimated for FY17.
Yes.
Marva, you're good with that?
Yep.
Now, next year, let's talk through whether that should be 150 or 200 or more.
We should be, with the rate increases they're proposing, be looking at better returns on our investment.
So absolutely true, but two factors. One is rates, which I think we're going to do better. We're going to earn more on the money. The question is, as you manage this, do you see us maintaining the balances we have, or are we starting to burn through some of it?
Well, that's the communication problem. It's not a problem.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's going to be tight again, I think, come next, the end of this month, February, till we get to March. I'm going to be tight, so that's why I just want to keep it at 150.
Okay.
I don't want to have to pull anything out if I don't have to, but I know we got some big payments coming in the spring, so.
And so talk to me about revenues. Our revenues, we see a huge amount of our revenues in the fall, right, from September through the first of November.
March and September.
Right, and so then that's what I'm wondering is, from a cash flow perspective, do you have to dip in the spring, or are you able?
I have it in my time.
Since you've been here, we've been able to cash flow it all the way through. And so then my question to you, since we don't foresee anything huge, any reason that we would expect to have to dip in, wouldn't it be reasonable to think we weren't going to have to dip in this spring? And then if we do, we do. I mean, I
right.
get it.
It depends on everybody's spending. And the claims, they go up. And
what are you projecting? As we go through this, what are you projecting? Are we looking pretty good to budget right now, our numbers?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yes, we are not. I don't have huge things coming down the line that are unexpected. And right now, in addition to, we've got the dollars sitting in there in the general fund that are earning more interest because they're sitting there assigned. We haven't decided on what we're going to do with them. I'm not
right
at $3 million.
Well, absolutely. So all I'm trying to get to is there's only two factors that impact our interest on investments, right? It's how much money we have invested, which I don't see going down substantially in the next 12 months. And it's interest rates, which I actually see going up over the next 12 months. I mean, with some of the things that the Fed's doing and everything else. And so it just, and I appreciate you being really conservative here, but it just seems to me if we've already brought in 124 this year, and you're okay with saying, okay, we're going to
right
do that again for the next 6 months, then as we look for the next 12 months after that, we should be able to at least do that, shouldn't we?
Well, we should, but
I like how careful you are. I'm going to suggest that we should amend it to 250 for this year.
I'm good with that.
And we should just carry that over and say, okay, we're not increasing it for FY18, but we expect to at least bring in interest on investments similar to what we brought in for FY17.
Yeah, we're not going down on interest rates. They're going to go up, and I see the return. Cash, I know you guys, you're talking about dollars invested going down. Still, the return is going to be a little bit of an offset.
I promise to you.
I got some things that are going to be called here shortly. That's why I'm like, I don't know.
Right. No, yeah. Good. The analogy, I don't disagree. You know, it's just, once again, though, I like the fact that you've been able to manage your time as the treasurer without having to dip to reserves. Yeah. I mean, cash flow, even though it's gotten down as close to zero, I'm sure.
It's gotten close.
Okay, but as you know.
Well, there have been some days that you've been watching it really closely, waiting to go to the bank if you needed to, and we just haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
Okay. You tracking on that whole conversation?
Okay.
Yeah. No. You good with my rationale?
I'm good. If Renee has comfort with it, I'm good with it.
Well, she's queasy about it.
I understand. Oh, yeah. She's conservative.
Yeah, I like to achieve what I have written out, so that's why I'm like.
And so my promise to you, and I'll get these two to affirm it so that you can have a promise from the board, is that if this board makes a decision that forces us to have less in the bank than we have right now, generically speaking, that we will come in and we will adjust this number immediately, recognizing that if we decide to spend $1 million to renovate the Justice Center, right? Let's say we did. I'm not saying we're going to, but let's say we did. That would reflect, that would take care of some of the balance we have in the bank, and it would mean we were going to bring less interest on our investments, right? I don't see that right now. So can we say you're comfortable? I've got you to comfortable with 250 for this year.
Yes, I know I can do that.
So now let's just carry it over, and if something dramatic changes, we will change it.
We have a new president. Things could change.
The stock market is booming right now, man.
I'll budget 200. That's it. I'm not going to do 250 for next year.
I still think it's 250.
No.
I mean, it is. Tell me empirically why it's not going to be the same as this year or better. I think you're going
to
do better than 250 next year.
Well, I would.
Why would you not?
Unforeseen. You don't know.
Well, I foresee if you're looking at three proposed Fed rate hikes of 75 basis points, you would interest. Well, I'm just saying, but that the point being is just that you're going to come back in a year and tell us instead of notes expiring at 2%, you're going to be closer to 3.
That would be nice. Let's do 200, and we could always re-estimate it.
I don't know. I'm optimistic in the fact that you have done well and you have been fortunate.
200.
I'm comfortable with Rick's promise about it, but I'm going to defer to the treasurer because this is her bailiwick. This is what she was elected to do, and I don't have any experience. Sorry, I know Rick, you had experience with her, so you know she's conservative.
And so it just comes down to: are we budgeting conservative below what we really expect, or are we budgeting what we expect? And every year we've tried to get to budgeting to what we expect, and I think Renee and I would realistically say that 200 is completely attainable, 250 is probably attainable, and you and I are just debating over kind of that gray area between 2 and 250. More than 250, I can see where that would be tough and queasy. Less than 200 is not even close to reasonable, right? We're going to do 200 whether we try to or not. And so it's somewhere in that range, and I am pushing this more toward what I think it's – I think we're going to sit here next year, and we're going to be 250 plus easy, and I've got past to prove it. Every year we've had to estimate up.
Every year we've had to estimate up.
Renee, would you feel comfortable at 225?
I kind of like even numbers.
Okay. I use the tether there because you have a mile marker at the halfway point of, almost 125.
I see that.
With the expectation, it's just like, okay, for the same time remaining with increasing interest rates and good fiscal management, I don't think 250 is beyond the realm. We give ourselves the back door to walk it back in the event we're wrong and she's right.
I hear that, Marty, and from sitting as a supervisor, I'm fine with it, okay? I just, as I say, she's the official elected to handle this, and so I'm just trying to find a compromise.
Well, so what Renee is elected to do, what she absolutely does is, She protects and maximizes the investments for the county, 100%. It's the Board of Supervisors that sets the budget and what the expectations are.
Okay. Well, I won't get a holiday card from you then, Renee, I guess. All right, I'll go with the $250, and you have my permission to come up and yell. To me, anyway.
I think you will. I do. I think your fiscal stewardship is a matter of public record.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
And I appreciate humbleness in this day and age. People don't offer much. You do. And I think that we are in times right now on a going forward basis that we all have an increased return on a fixed asset. And we like to think we could manage it in a way that 250 is attainable. We can laugh about it at a future date.
Well, the people of Story County ought to absolutely line up to thank Renee, because the reality is, over the last few years that have been absolutely tough, right? Interest rates have been low. Most governmental entities have not been able to invest very much money for cash flow purposes. Story County has been able to. That's a function of two things. One, it's a function of really solid budgeting from the Board of Supervisors. And two, it is really sound fiscal management by you in making sure. I mean, I know how you guys keep track of this thing on a day-to-day-to-day basis. In many places, they're panicking and cashing out of things that they where they don't need to, and they end up losing the return that we get. And so know that that's completely appreciated. I know that I make you queasy in these situations. I get it. I'm consistent all the way through. Okay? So I don't have any questions till we get down to auto registration fees, which we brought in $314 so far this year. You said you wanted to keep the re-estimation at $575. I think 314 leads me to believe it's going to be higher than 575 for this year. It was 598 last year.
Why would you lower it from last year?
There was a couple months where nobody's buying cars.
Right.
Okay.
But again, that's out of our control.
I guess I'm sure there was a reason you guys talked about it in your office. Why?
Look at the farmers. They didn't have much cash flow.
I don't disagree.
So they're not trading trucks. That means this revenue line goes down.
Well, that's empirically proven.
Yeah. But we're 314 for half a year.
Well, yeah.
I get that one.
You know, granite yields are up and people are trading a little more right now, but
I'm suggesting it should be 600. It's 314 right now. So if you double that, that'd be 628. I'm suggesting just a flat 600.
So I will admit that I don't follow the interest rates and markets like I did when I was in mortgage banking many, many decades ago. So can you guys give me an update on, based on the philosophy that you put forward with the higher interest yields that we raised here, conversely, then that means interest rates are going up. And does that impact how many people buy cars? So should we really be projecting the fees going, you know, the fee revenue going up if, in fact, that an interest rate climb could negatively impact?
Sure. I think that's a great question, and I think it's a great point. And so what I like to use to try to predict is what has happened in Story County in the past, and do we see any trend lines? And the reality is, last year we brought in $598,000. This year, for half the year, we're on pace to bring in $628,000. So you're seeing a little trend line grow up. I'm not suggesting that we budget or even re-estimate all the way to that maximum that I think we would get to, but I am suggesting you take a portion of that. And that's where I get to $600,000 for a re-estimation for FY17. Right, which means you got to bring in $286,000 more. Well, we did that for the last five quarters. We brought in at least $286,000 in auto registration fees. So I feel pretty secure in that. But I think it gets us the right spot. Then we take that number and we figure out, okay, what are we going to budget for FY18? So that's just philosophically how I look at this. Renee, what do you think?
What did you want to change it to?
I want to go to 600 for FY17. You're at 314 through 50% of the year.
I'm not happy with it, but
is it realistic that you can get there? I mean, is there a reason you're not going to do 200? Like I said, you've done 286, at least 286,000 in every quarter for the last five quarters, or every semi-annually.
I haven't been over 600,000 at all.
You were 598 last year. You were 577 the year before that, which is roughly 286,000 for 6 months.
I don't think it'll get there if you want to change it.
All right, 600, I'll bet you a cup of coffee that it gets there.
I hope that's a latte.
We'll get you decaf. Morris is making. We have choices now. And then just extend that through. No change after that for next year.
Okay, next.
Motor vehicle mailing fees. So we're at $33,000 so far this year. Right? We did $65,000 last year. I'm just wondering, since the trend lines are showing us it's above 60, why are we only at 50 and then 55?
Again, it's a matter of buying vehicles.
Sure, absolutely.
It's out of anyone's control.
But it was 65 in FY16, and we're on pace for 67 for FY17.
Isn't this the... Didn't you include that one?
Yeah, that... 2015-16, Lisa, wasn't that the year you took our notice postage up? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're still on revenue.
Part of you threw me. Yes, sir, Mary.
So you want to raise it to 60?
I do. Well, I want to raise it to 65, but I'm sure willing to talk about 60.
Let's do 60.
You like 60? All right, good. 60. You guys good with that?
Yeah, you're starting to lose me on that one, but I can live with 60.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it now. I don't lose you.
Well, the thing is, I think you start, you know, this is where the career I left out of, because a lot of the mailing stuff I used to touch, you know, and you start, you're seeing a walk back, and I tell you that a little past anecdotally. And I think you're starting to see, and I don't think Loris's point over there is very prescient, and it's the fact that I think interest rates will determine, you know, car sales too, because sometimes zero is a good thing to do when you get to buy a car. 3%, 4%, 5%, that starts to move people out of the market. And well, a lot of the ins and outs, and you see, which is shocking in her office, is not as what it used to be. Right. So I would probably, you know, 60, if you're good with 60, I'm good with 60, but I think that we're starting to get to the
top. You want to go to 65?
No.
Okay. So 60.
Good.
I didn't have any other questions on revenues unless you guys did. All right, so we're again in two spots. We're talking about above the line, below the line. We're in the same deal on employee costs. The board is absolutely committed that 100% of the approved positions we will fully fund, whatever the actual costs are. We'll see what those numbers look like later on. You don't have to worry about those. So that gives me, what, seven lines down or eight lines down to postage and mailing?
Yeah, this is one of the departments that has two
separate things,
services
so we'll talk about
that they provide. So there's two separate sets of expenses, one for the motor vehicle side, which would be the first set, and one for the management side, or the tax side,
property tax
side.
Right. So we're talking, right now we're talking postage and mailing for motor vehicle side.
Well, which actually, is, office.
You want to do office supplies first? Great, okay. Office supplies actually made sense to me, which is why I skipped over them. But if anybody wants to talk about those.
I
know I go shorthand. I've got a slide.
I'm with you. Oh, yeah. You didn't have a problem with it?
So I know, but let's start there. It's important that we go through. So starting with office supplies, I'll just tell you guys how I got where I got. I got to looking, and last year we spent $5,900 in it.
Right.
So far this year we spent $3,500, which if you double that, you're looking at $7,000. But she's not projecting that she's going to spend $7,000 this year. She's saying she's going to spend $5,500. But it's reasonable to me to say, clearly it's a low $5,500, which is how I got to $6,000 as being reasonable for next year. That's my thought process. That's why I didn't have any questions. But it is important that we slow down and you guys be aware of how I get where I'm going, and you ask whatever questions you've got.
I know, I forget there too. I'm like, just go to the next one.
Okay.
I have no wood.
All right. So now I'm on postage and mailing for motor vehicles. 66,000. So again, same kind of thought process. Last year we spent $58,800, and at this point last year we had spent $32,000. Right. So we're right in line. We spent $31,000 so far this year. So last year it was $32,000 at this point, and we got to $58,000. This year it's at $31,000, and so I'm struggling to see us get to $66,000 for this year.
Postage shows up next month.
And what does it go up to? How much does it go up?
Part of our the parcel, the bigger plates, we're not going to get that nice discount. That's on
really?
The smart postage.
Yeah. How much does that go up?
I don't know.
All right, well, that explains it to me then. Okay. So I'm good now with postage at 66. With that explanation, we're going to look at it again once we have some data to drive us. So now communication services, I think we're high on communication. Why are we high again on communication services?
As I stated earlier, I think the communication services is the line I'm going to look at all the way throughout.
Okay.
When we went to the Light Edge and the new phone system, we did not know what to expect.
Right.
So we were budgeting where we were, what the IT department was saying, this is what to expect. Okay. And then since that point in time, and that was, I would say the 15,667 would have been about when we were.
That first year.
First year.
Right.
Obviously, we went down then. The next year went down.
Right.
At this point in time, from what I noticed throughout the budget, is the fact that there's been numerous lines that have been removed because we don't need them anymore, so they're not spread out for every department. I truly think that in almost every department, if you take where we are 6 months into the year and double that, we're going to be about where we're going to be. Okay?
Okay.
Because this full fiscal year has been a full 6 months of being lowered by a lot of lines.
Have you made any changes to your communication lines in the last 6 months? So what we've spent for the first 6 months of the year, it's reasonable to get to. We're going to spend twice that. Because you're not planning on making any big changes.
No.
It is where it is. So we're at 1886. How about if we just make that a flat 4,000? That's a little higher than double.
Yeah.
It's communication services, and then carry the same 4,000 through to next year, or are you expecting an increase, Lisa?
No, I'm not at all.
Okay.
I think, from what I understood, we can double check with Barb when she comes in. I think she's at the point where she has gotten it down. She's gotten rid of as many excess lines as she can.
So we've got this thing as streamlined as we can. So right now I'm going to suggest that we plug in 4,000 as a re-estimated for FY17, which is just over double what we spent so far. And then we plug the same 4,000 in unless we hear something different from Barb that there's going to be something.
Just do 4,500 just so I don't go over. No, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Let's do this. How about we plug in 4,500, we'll talk to Barb, and if Barb gives us assurances that half of this year is a good
marker,
then we'll lower it to 4,000.
Already over another lineup.
Okay.
So you don't want to re-estimate the current year?
4,500.
You want, okay, but you don't have a problem with lowering the next year?
4,500
in both. So we'll leave the 4,500 as re-estimated until we get into spring and we do our final re-estimations. And the 4,500 that we're talking about plugging in next year, we're going to talk to Barb, see where Barb is, and try to come in as close to actual as we can without putting you behind the eight ball.
Yeah, because I don't want to go over.
I'll take this one. If we get to a point where we underestimated on communications, I'll go to the board and I'll ask. Yeah, more coffee. That's right. I'll go to the board and I'll ask that we adjust those, because I think that's us saying all we're trying to do is budget to actuals. We feel like we got a good look at what actuals are going to be now. Okay? I don't have anything on education and training. I don't have anything on renewal notices. I did want to talk about office equipment and furniture. So I believe that we need a big shredder for this building. I believe it needs to live in the room down there. I don't believe that you need to pay for it.
Oh, we found one.
Okay. I also believe that we need panic buttons for this building. I think we need more than just what you guys need. I believe that the board needs to pay for that. So I'm suggesting if those two things are true, if the Board of Supervisors were willing to buy a shredder for this building that can be utilized by all departments. I mean, I'm talking about something that can handle Wayne Clinton.
We found one. It's 700 pages.
So you could put a stack of 700 there and it'll shred them.
Yep.
See, so, and was it about 2,000?
2566.
Yeah, and so
I have it on lock for today.
And we figure, okay, you have it on lock for today.
Yeah.
And we figure, so the board can't commit to anything like this until a Tuesday meeting. But what I'm going to suggest is that we bring to the board that the board buy a shredder for this building and the board buy panic buttons for this building, which I'm estimating at a $5,000. I think we can do it better than $5,000, but I'm estimating that at a $5,000 plus the shredder for $2,500, let's call it. So I'm going to ask the board for $7,500 in this fiscal year to buy those two things. But that means I don't want it in your budget for next year.
I don't need it in my budget, but I was just planning for our office.
So. Absolutely. Well, will the $700 accommodate not only your office, but make it available to the auditor, Board of Supervisors?
Oh, yeah. Everybody uses it.
It's right
there.
Yeah. Close to you.
Okay.
I'll get a copy.
Get us the specs. Yep. I'm going to ask Deb to get this on a board. It won't be on this Tuesday's agenda, clearly, but we'll see if we can get it on an upcoming agenda. I'm going to ask that the board consider doing this for the whole building yet in this FY, but let's not have it in
the one
next
we have.
Year.
It's open up.
Yeah.
Now with that larger one, is there any ongoing maintenance?
Well, I called him and I just asked him, I says, what happens? I says, if the thing breaks down, you have a 3-year warranty. He says, we just replace it. I said, okay. Because it's out of California. And I'll get the specs up to you.
Get the specs up to us so we can have the conversation. But for this line item, as it applies to us, so I think that takes us to zero in office equipment and furniture, which I don't think is reasonable. I'd like to put $500 in there.
Okay, just in case.
Just so you have something in that line item for something unforeseen.
Okay.
You guys good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay, so I didn't have any. So now we get back into payroll stuff. And so now I'm on.
Just for a minute, because I put the number in, and I wanted to verify that it's okay for taxable fringe benefits, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4th line down.
$172.
Okay. All for the tax for phone.
Oh, because
are you
on it?
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, you're at 540 halfway through the year, so we need to re-estimate that up. Because it's obviously going to be more than 600. And then we need to figure out how much we need to bring in for next year.
Mine's only 40 a month.
So in 6 months, we spent $90 a month, right? So 40 and 50
and then whatever
is what we're spending.
Purchase. I think 1,080 is what I plan on for this year, and then that's what I plug in for next year.
So instead of 600, take that up to 1,080, and then the 1,080 that we've got plugged in for next year is good.
Thank you.
All right, so now we're skipping down to office supplies, unless somebody has another question about the employee costs. Office supplies made sense to me at $3,500. Anybody have a question there?
No, math is good.
Yep. Legal notices at $4,000 made sense to me.
Nope.
Bank transaction fees. I actually, you know, that to me it's a $1,200 bill instead of a $1,300 bill. I don't know how we got to $13. No big deal.
It's been up and down.
Yeah.
Depends on how many transactions we have per month.
So it was 1,000 3 years ago, 1,182 2 years ago, 1,536 last year, which is what scared me a little bit. 1,073 last year, so that didn't scare me at all. And we're only 419 so far this month, which is why I wanted to go just down from 1,300 to 1,200.
I can argue for $100.
Good.
But I like it.
We got it done.
I know, but I want that $100. I might need it.
No, you already said you want to argue. I'm good. I was good at 2,000 for marketing.
I just have a question about when it says website promotion, when you go to the actual descriptive, right? That's promoting your website on other websites. Is that what it is, or?
I don't remember website promotion being on
there. It's in your narrative. It's in your narrative. Okay, that's what we're calling it.
Isn't that where we talk about you can pay via web?
Yeah, probably yeah.
Okay.
I think it's trying to send people to be able to pay by
web. Going on the text website.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep. I should probably reread them.
That was my only question.
Okay.
So we're good on marketing, 2,000?
Yes.
Is that what I heard?
I was good on the marketing for 2,000. Postage and mailing, I think, is high at 4,000. Probably it's a lot high. I think it's a little high at 4,000. You want to talk me through that one, Renee?
Remember I said we're losing some discounts.
Well, but I thought that hit us on the vehicle.
It's on both sides. It's going to hit both sides.
And is it on all... It's on all mailing stuff?
And we also send out two extra billings for delinquent notices a year than we have to, too.
Because one's mandatory and one is my option. And I
do both. Okay. All right. Mileage and expense I was good on. Communication services, I think we're down again there. Same conversation we had on the other one. We're just going to, we'll go to 45-45 just like we did before, with the same caveat that once we talk to Barb, we're going to try to adjust it.
This one is higher than the other one.
17-23, yeah. Still under, so you got 9,000 between those two.
Okay. And what are you going to change it to?
45-45.
Okay.
I didn't have questions on the prep service. Talk to me about education and training now. You haven't spent much this year, why not?
Nope. The Cass County Treasurer is going to be the NACO president. And so I'm going to split my expenses up and get my airplane ticket 1 year next year. And then July of 18. And where's that? Tennessee? I don't know. So leave it there because I'm going to use that for my room.
Okay.
Or my plane ticket, vice versa.
Okay. So you just think that's going to be $2,000. By the time you get to NACO and everything else, that's going to be a $2,000 line. Okay. Equipment rent and maintenance. I didn't have a problem with 35. I thought that's about where it comes in. And then dues and memberships. Any questions there?
I had a question in your narrative. Just it said district to dues, district for...
That's under dues and memberships.
Dues and memberships. The last... entry in the narrative.
District dues are never set until they elect the president of the district, and then when we have a meeting, that's when they
set. What district?
We're district one.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, that's where I left. Yeah, I'm like taking way back to the very basics. Okay, thank you. Okay, got it.
Any other questions for the treasurer? Renee, anything else for us? Tell us what you found out on the panic list. So you were going down to meet with them last time I talked.
Yeah, they came here actually, and I don't have any more information. They're going to get another quote prepared with a picture, and I told them it's probably best that they come present to the board. Because Stacy wanted them, Wayne Trigoraz wanted them, you wanted them, so you know, we're up to 19. for this building so far.
Well, what, so they gave you like a preliminary quote that included like 30 buttons, is that right?
It goes up to 40.
It goes up to 40 at one price point.
Right. I think so. So they're going to...
You're going to want at least one in here, probably a couple. I mean, we'll have to go through and talk about that as we go.
I think the problem was there was additional software going to the next level, like the second level. They said you want free up here, and Darla would be a quoter. So that's what they went and doing another quote.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please put one over behind my computer.